Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Are you alive in imagination and wonder? Before you answer that, you might ask yourself, well, what is imagination? As a creative entrepreneur, it could be the way you weave words into works of wonder, the images you bring forth from the recesses of your mind, the stories you tell that captivate the masses, or the products you create for the betterment of your audience. Maybe it's how you think about life and work, or the way you smile and make eye contact with every person you pass on the street. Regardless of your answer, everyone has an imagination, and it's worth exploring so you can be fully alive. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/339. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. It's an interesting question to really ponder. Are you alive in your imagination and wonder? I immediately go to the question, well, what is the imagination? I can think about wonder, but do I take imagination for granted? Inevitably, when I want to understand a word, I go to the dictionary. And when it comes to imagination, the dictionary says that it's the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. The dictionary also says that it's a creation of the mind. And as I start thinking about what the imagination is, I wrote down some things before consulting the dictionary. I wrote down things like imagination is the ability to see into the future, to create something new, to improve something that exists. Imagination is based upon my experiences in the past and in the present. It's fueled by curiosity, exploration, creativity, and experimentation. It's interesting to think about imagination because, in many ways, it's based upon what is known to us, what we know. It's based upon our thoughts. It's based upon the words we've heard or read, the images we've seen, the stories we believe or reject. Imagination isn't based upon what is unknown to us, though. And that's where it gets fascinating to me. Because imagination starts with what we know, but it shouldn't end there. It should be the thing that kicks us off into the unknown. That leads me to the question, could there be something more to imagination? Every week I release an interview with an amazing person, and I always ask the same question at the end of the interview because I want to know what's blowing people's minds. I want to know what they're reading. I want to know what they're experiencing. And in an upcoming interview, I asked Sean Askenosi what book he was reading right now, and he said, Walking in Wonder, Eternal Wisdom for a Modern World by John O'Donohue and John Quinn. I had to check that book out because it was fascinating to me. I was intrigued by the title. And as I read it, my mind wrapped itself around imagination. The first thing that I learned from John O'Donohue is that imagination can be discovered through exploration. He writes, "Imagination never pretends to know it all. It never demands or claims an absolute standpoint, but it always relishes and celebrates the fact it is on the threshold where it cannot see everything. The kind of knowing that is in imagination is knowing through exploration. It is not predetermined concepts or ideas. Yes, we can only know what we know in our mind and our imagination, but it should be the thing that causes us to explore the known and the unknown. Another thing that I learned is that imagination is our guide through this world and our experiences of it. Yes, it is the thing that kicks off exploration, but it can be our compass. It can be the map. It can be where we're going and where we've been. O'Donohue writes, "Each person is always on the threshold between their inner world and their outer world, between light and darkness, between known and unknown, between question and quest, between fact and possibility. This threshold runs through every experience that we have, and our only real guide to this world is the imagination." Oh my gosh, I love that. To think that my imagination can help me to not only experience my inner world more deeply, but to guide me through the world as I connect with others is mind-blowing. It inspires the imagination to grow beyond what it already is. Because, as another thing that I learned, imagination unleashes wonder and possibilities. O'Donohue writes, "Where the imagination is alive, wonder is completely alive. When the imagination is alive, possibility is awake, because imagination is the great friend of possibility. Possibilities are always more interesting than facts. We should not frown on facts, but our world is congested with them. In our imagination, we can see all of the possibilities between what we know we can do and what we can't do. And when we can marvel and wonder in what we see and experience and think about, it awakens the possibilities within us to the point where I think imagination really is a bridge between what is possible and what our imagination says can be done. I think imagination is a bridge, and I think it's a bridge between discovery and experimentation, the unknown and the known, curiosity and creativity, and the divine and the human. If imagination is what we know, then it can be the bridge between discovery and experimentation, because discovery is what we don't know. We need to discover what we don't know, and the only way we can do that is by going on a journey into the realm of uncertainty and what is unknown. But we don't stay there, because then we need to take what we learn into our imagination, devise experiments so that our imagination grows with experience. As I think about imagination, it really brings me back to that idea that it is the guide to this world for us. The last time I thought that I didn't have an imagination, all I realized was I wasn't fueling my imagination. Imagination is fueled by the things that you read, the people that you listen to, the work that you create, and the life that you live. Imagination does not grow and thrive in stagnation. It grows when it's used. It grows when it truly is a bridge between the known and the unknown. So, are you fully alive in your imagination? Because just like O'Donohue said, where the imagination is alive, wonder is completely alive. And that sounds pretty awesome to me. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.